It's Wednesday, the 18th of May, 8 a.m. I stood in silence there watching an intruder, a male cock blackbird, come in to some food I'd just put down for the residents, resident birdies. And there's a Rocky and its wee babby following it and still squawking for food, but perfectly capable of flying itself as quick as its parent. It's still looking for grub. So this intruding blackbird just suddenly froze before it actually got to eat anything. It just froze. And I saw the reason, because Mr. Blackbird had spotted it and was on the top fence. Sat there for a few seconds and thought, right then, and shut down, shoot it off without any fighting or squawking at all. Every morning now, I've been getting greeted by Mrs. Blackbird, staring me at the back door when I open it, and having to go out and put grub down in her favourite wee spot. Called my wife over this morning. She was just finishing off her cereal. She's come and see us. She loves the blackbirds too. She loves all of them. But it was just our manner. I explained what she would do next and where she'd go, and it's nice. It's nice to have that. Go get me some food. Bring it out quick. Anyway, it's overcast morning, but extremely mild. I mean, so mild. I've put my very light fleece on again, but wow, don't need it really. We had some light rain during the night. It was forecast. We haven't had rain for a long while, and it was forecast. So I was quite glad, because, well, I can always water the garden, but I needed a shower of rain to flush the sand down through the blocks. If you do it with a hose, it's too heavy. Even on light spray, it's just too much, and it tends to wash the sand away out of the gaps. But if you get some nice light rain or a shower, it washes it straight in, mostly. But that shower of rain was... couldn't hardly been anything at all. All it's done is just dampened the sand and dampened the top of the block. Can't believe I'm standing here saying I wish we had a good shower of rain. Well, if it had been during the night, it would have been fantastic, wouldn't it? So I had a good sleep last night again. I'm still having major problems with the fear again. Oh my lord, the pain. Even this morning in the shower when I was drying myself, I touched it the wrong way with the towel and the pain just shot up. Oh my god. Yeah. It's always something. I said this before. There's always something that keeps me or wakens me during the night. Well, nowadays, even if everything else was fine, I'd still be disturbed with my bladder. The bladder. Yeah. Anyway. Apart from I'd say the last couple of hours of disturbed sleep, it wasn't a bad night at all. I'm feeling okay this morning. Physically, I'm feeling pretty good. I was again doing something entirely different yesterday, and got some sores and muscles. Isn't it strange how, you know, your body's full of muscles, and no matter what you do, I mean, you could be a road digger. You know, guy who's got a big shovel and spade and pick, and he's every day digging and shoveling, lifting heavy weights. But just get him to do something entirely different for one day, or even for an hour or two one day. I bet he's sore in those parts all the day. Strange, isn't it? So many muscles in our body that we don't use on normal days. Anyway, that's just a way of saying that I know that that discomfort, that pain, will dissipate. Isn't that a great word, dissipate? Wow. So, when I got out on the bike yesterday, I had a good run out on the bike yesterday. Thing is, when I went out, it was overcast and there was quite a wee bit of westerly breeze blowing. So I did have my bib shorts on, not my longs, I didn't need those. It wasn't cold really. But I put my other gear on, my neck buff, my big gloves in case my fingertips went cold. And by the time I got to my turning point, about 7 miles west, I was stewed, absolutely stewed. It was much, much warmer than it appeared. So I was stopping to turn anyway, and I stopped and I take so much gear off, unzip everything, take my big gloves off. Wow. Unbelievably warm, and yet it didn't seem to be that warm. It wasn't just me cycling, it was actually warm. It's strange, but nice. So getting that done, and getting things done about the house, in preparation for, the bird bath's about empty. This is Blackbird Cat to get a drink. Big brother coming. Always big brother is from Oz. It's drawing near. Other than that, I'm feeling very good. Physically, yes, I'm feeling very good. Mentally, my well-being is fine. This one, I'd say it's going to be 8.2 this one. Yeah, maybe I should draw a chart. Remember biorhythms? I remember I was on a training course many, many years ago, and the tutor, if you like, great guy, lovely guy, in our leisure time, he spoke about biorhythms and explained it all to us and showed us his charts. He lived it by his biorhythms. I thought it was really quite clever. And I got into it for a wee bit, but then it faded away. It's interesting stuff, biorhythms. So maybe when I'm feeling down, I'm thinking of that Simon and Garfunkel song, when you're down, or when I'm up, like the Grand Old Duke of York, whether I'm either up or down, maybe it's my biorhythms more than anything else in life. I need to, what's the word? I need to do this, my biorhythms. Oh my god, I can't think of the word. You know what I mean. You know, shooting at you. I can't hear. Anyway. It's terrible when you can't get a simple word out, isn't it? Oh my god. Mrs. Blackbird's trying to have a bath in about quarter inch of water. It's your own fault, because you keep bathing and knocking all the water out. Yes, biorhythms. Maybe get back into that, just to confuse my life even more. Well, that damn word, it's con. I need to con something my biorhythms. What is the word? Shocking. Anyway, all my thoughts this morning, for sure. Absolutely thinking of and praying for Lee Storm. Lee's pretty ill. not hearing from her at all, so I'm guessing she's in the hospital, unable to talk to us in various forms. Oh dear. She's a most robust lady. If she's in hospital, you know how bad she must be. Anyway, as I speak, drizzle begins. Very pleasant it is. Very pleasant.